off the ball.
Rugby.
The quality is here. All it took was, which is exactly what we were asking for, was, you know, some contracts and some time, and for more players to have more time playing in camp.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It's a huge weekend of Irish sport, because then on Sunday afternoon to 2:45 p.m. in Brighton, in the Women's Rugby World Cup, it's Ireland against New Zealand in the final Pool A game. Both sides, of course, have already reached the quarterfinals after winning their opening two matches with bonus points, but the winner of Sunday's game will top the group. Joining us on the line to look ahead to this one is, of course, Alan Quinlan. Quinny, good morning. How are things?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Are you, Quinny?
Keeping well, keeping well. So, 42-14 win over Japan in the opening game, 43-27 win over Spain last weekend. A lot of optimism heading into this one. And a little bit of argy-bargy, a few words back and forth from different pundits as to whether Ireland are going to take this game seriously. But I mean, you have to take this game seriously.
Yeah, they do. I think that kind of came out before the Spain game, didn't it? One of the New Zealand former players was mentioning that, you know, she believed Ireland would go weakened for this team. Who knows? The team isn't announced until this afternoon. I know with Scott Beaman last week, he kind of mixed up the team. The team that started against Japan, there was 7 or 8 changes. So that would have indicated that, you know, a bit of rotation off the bench as well, that they will go back to the perceived strongest team that he can select here. It's a very difficult game. I think the bookies are giving New Zealand a 28 point start, which is it's a big, you know, a big scoreline, isn't it? So, you know, they are firm favourites, New Zealand. I think we've probably focused a little bit and mentioned, and rightly so, not out of disrespect or being any bit cocky. I think, given where the Irish women's team was a couple of years ago, to go over to that WXV tournament in the USA and beat New Zealand was a massive result. It was a huge result, and mentally, psychologically, I think, if you like, that the ability to win that game and get a result like that for this team was very important to elevate them to probably show their improvement. It was a brilliant performance. They scored 5 tries against New Zealand, conceded 3. Where we're at the moment, obviously the team is gradually improved. You know, there's been great improvement the last 2-3 years. I think New Zealand will be better this time though as well. So if Ireland to get a result here, they've got to bring their A game, and really bring a performance of physicality, accuracy, tactically, be really strong as well. So, yeah, New Zealand are firm favourites. And I think it's a bit like the men's team a number of years ago when they beat New Zealand for the first time. They played them a couple of weeks later back in Dublin, and it was a very aggressive, dominant performance from New Zealand, the men's side. And I'd expect something similar here, that the New Zealand women will be talking about that result in the USA and looking for revenge here. Obviously, it's a little bit different, and we spoke about it last week, didn't we? The psychology of both teams, no matter what happens, they're in a quarterfinal. It just depends on you're either playing France or South Africa. The more favourable draw is to play the South African team. But who knows? It's all that Scott Beaman can do and his players is focus on trying to get a performance here, because I think the important thing here, Shane, is that we get a really competitive performance. There's always a danger that, you know, when you play against a team of this quality, that you could get a dominant beating from them, because they can be that good. And in reality, they are further down the development route and probably it's not even development. We've been developing the last number of years and getting better. They're at that top tier level for a long, long time. They've shown that by winning numerous World Cups and being right up at the top with England for the dominant force in women's rugby. So I think a strong team will be selected, and I think with a view to whatever happens, the team are in a quarter final, and that's brilliant, and there's an opportunity against France or South Africa either way, but let's hope that they get a performance that they can be really competitive and express themselves. You can't control the opposition in these situations. You can be aware of their threats and their dangers, which I'm sure Ireland will be. But let's hope they get... I think they've got to be a lot better than last week. I think, a bit of pressure changes in the sides, but they definitely have to lift their game for this challenge on Sunday.
How are you viewing the first two games, Quinny? Because I've heard a couple of different trails of thought on this. People have said to me they've won the first two games, they're through to the quarterfinals, what more could you ask for? And other people have said against Japan there was a couple of little iffy moments, and against Spain the game was in the melting pot for maybe 10-15 minutes. How are you viewing it? You seeing weaknesses in there, or have the girls got the job done and that's all they could do?
From what I can see, Keith, they need to be better in certain areas. I think, you're always going to have pressure moments in the game. They're up against a top quality side where they'll get no kind of break for 80 minutes on Sunday. So it's a different type of challenge. I think physically they've got to be on the money from the word go, particularly around the making tackles and breakdown, and that aggressive nature that the New Zealand women will bring. They have a very dynamic, powerful side. So I think what I saw against Japan and Spain, with respect to them, it's going to go up a couple of notches, the physical side of that. And it's the pace and tempo that this New Zealand team can play with. Their skill set is phenomenal. And, as I said, they've been a top team for a long, long time. There is a little bit of a chink in the armour, obviously, for Ireland. You've got to hang on to that kind of scenario of we got a result against this team. When I looked at their selection, New Zealand against Spain and Japan, there's 12 starters. In both those games, there's I can find 12 of the girls that started that game against England, or against Ireland over in the States. There's about 10... We haven't got the team yet, but there's probably 10 or 11 of this Irish team that started that game in the USA will be involved on Sunday as well. So a lot of familiar faces. They know each other well. New Zealand have added some new players, which is not surprising because the depth that they have there. So I think physically our scrum has been good. Line out has creaked a little bit. And you're down to those kind of minuscule avoiding small errors and mistakes. Their lineout and set piece needs to be really good on Sunday. And but the big one for me is being physically abrasive against New Zealand and winning those collisions and stuff like that, which is not easy to do. I think that's what England do and New Zealand have done to a lot of teams over the years, is their physicality has just kind of blown teams away, and then they have that power and pace. So for Ireland to control... It's control the tempo of the game. I think they have shown good defence and good organisation defence, really good work rate. But I think they've got to be careful about where they play the game. And that, goes back to Aveen O'Reilly, probably, who will start at 9, and Dan O'Brien. Their kicking game needs to be better. Unforced errors last week, I think probably... You know yourself, Keith, when the changes came into the team, it kind of affected the flow of the performance against Spain. But the worrying thing for me is they conceded 5 tries, and you cannot be as porous. And a lot of it wasn't that they were just falling off tackles or anything. They defended quite well, but at times they just made poor mistakes, particularly kickoffs, and allowed Spain to get into that attack zone. And I probably mentioned the word physicality. Spain picked at the base of the ruck a lot, and they got a lot of yards there, and they scored a couple of tries against Ireland. So it's those kind of things they need to be much better at. And when you're the underdog, and rightly so here, They've got to limit those mistakes that they've made in the first two games, which is a little bit understandable, to be fair. They're trying to get their flow going again. And of course, if they get Aoife Wafer, dare we mention, back involved, she's a phenomenal player who inspires people. She's the Roy Keane of this team, if you like. She's full of energy, aggression, physicality. She leads from the front. She's a person who wants to get the ball in her hands. I don't know if she'll start. She could be someone coming off the bench, because I think it's a big ask for a player to be out for a long period of time and go straight back in against New Zealand. So I think they should be excited about this. You know, obviously you're wary of the threat of New Zealand, but the team should be excited. And I think they will bring it up a notch or two. With all due respect, as I said, to Japan and Spain, we were expected to win those games. It's a little bit different now. You have to have a little bit of a chip on the shoulder. And I just hope they know what's coming and understand the magnitude of that pressure that New Zealand will bring. And, you know, we'll know on Sunday after this game if we can cope with that. Are we a contender? Are we someone who can, you know, go on the quarterfinal, whether it's against South Africa or France, and believe we can win? So, you know, they've done remarkably well. The Six Nations was disappointing, winning the two games, you know, losing against Scotland. So there is some vulnerabilities with this team, but I think they've done brilliant. They look really well organised. It's just the small, minute details of their game, i.e. the kicking part, staying switched on defensively, kick receipts, and a few line-out issues that we've seen. If they can get those things right on Sunday, I think they have a really good chance.
Quinny, I know what your answer is going to be straight off the bat, but if you put yourself into a player's mindset, do you want to play this game on the weekend? Because in hindsight, there is another game to come, and if you get injured in that game on the weekend, you're thinking, well, I didn't have to play. I should have just, you know, been wrapped up in cotton wool for the quarterfinal. So with your player's hat on, do you want to play in this game?
I think, look, it's all about the mentality, really, of where this group are at and how they've matured, and how you learn to cope with this kind of stuff with experience, Keith, don't you? You know what I mean? We've all encountered these games that maybe you don't have to win because there is another opportunity, you know, being at World Cups, or even if it's a European game with your province, that you're already qualified and do you need to play it? You have to focus and try and, if you have to motivate players here, it's a problem. And if there is doubt there, it is a problem. So, a lot of these girls wouldn't have experienced this situation before. So it's new to them. This is a massive result. And you think, right, if they put all their energy and work rate and determination into this, win the game, and then we're to lose a quarterfinal, you say, well, maybe we should have made changes. So it's all hindsight and it's all ifs and buts. You can only control what's in front of you. I think, you know, you have to try and make sure that the mindset is right and that you go out and it's an opportunity to play against an incredibly successful New Zealand side who've been unbelievably dominant for 20 years in the women's game or more. So it's about getting that mindset right. And I think they need to be excited about this and they need to, want to play. And I've no doubt in my mind that there's no kind of baggage here in a sense that they've been through this stuff before and it's backfired on them. You can deal with what's in front of you. And I think the players will be excited by this. It's a great challenge to test them. And I think I listened to Brittany Hogan doing the media yesterday. And she spoke a lot about that New Zealand game, that it elevated his team and their self-belief and their mindset to a different level and kind of introduced them to the top table, that this is what's required. You need to do it on a consistent basis, but this has been unbelievable. So, you know, Ireland get a result on Sunday, and again, it's a lot of people take notice of that. So there's a lot to play for. It is a different scenario, obviously. If it's a knockout game, you know, it's throw the kitchen sink and do or die scenario. It can be dangerous, that situation, because, you know, you kind of go 20 minutes left and there's a couple of a score or two in it. Do we just consolidate here and does our mind drift to the quarterfinal next week against France in that situation? And most probably, because they play South Africa, we think so they're favourites to beat South Africa as well. So, yeah, look, you have to be excited to play it. And I think that's we'll see that on Sunday. Hopefully we'll see that determination and that urgency from the players.
And you do have to accentuate the positives too, Quinny, don't you? Like the couple of tries each from Anna McGann and Grace Murr last week. Elena Perry, the prop as well, with a player of the match performance, I think, in her first start as well, which is quite incredible.
They're possibly not starters. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. So the bench is going to be really good. And again, look, we've seen that it's so effective in rugby. If you've people coming off with that energy, coming off the bench with that energy and that quality and that confidence that they feel part of the group, it's really important. So, yeah, I think, you know, the strength and depth of this group has improved dramatically. You know, it's not a defeatist attitude, but we know that New Zealand, England, probably Canada, they're still a level above everybody else. Australia on their day can be, you know, brilliant as well. USA have shown at times as well their quality. So I think Ireland are just under that top tier and they've developed and grown. And, you know, I know from experience that they won't want to just kind of get through this and their mindset next week. That's the real danger. I don't think it'll happen. But look, my hope is that they get a performance. They've got to be really strong defensively. You know, Ireland scored 6 tries against Japan. New Zealand scored 10 tries. That would indicate that there's a surge of pressure there, and they have that ability to score. And, you know, in any sport, when you're scoring a lot, the challenge for the opposition is to try and stop them. So they've got to develop a strategy, really strong line speed, aggressive line speed that stops New Zealand a little bit. And then if they're shrewd and smart, play in the right areas, you know, because this is an outstanding team. And we haven't mentioned Georgia Miller, who's played number 6, number 7 from in the first 2 games. She scored 4 tries, 2 games in each of those 2 games against Spain and Japan. She's an incredible athlete. She's a phenomenal player. She came from the Sevens game last year, and she's been voted New Zealand Sevens Player of the Year in 2025. She only made her debut for the 15s team, the Black Ferns, in May against the USA. She's just a phenomenal athlete. Pace, power, unbelievable breakdown ability. I watched some clips back of her yesterday. Her offloading ability is just phenomenal. So whoever plays in that back row, I think Adele McMahon, I expect her to be back at number 7. She's got to pay a lot of heed to this girl, because she's a phenomenal player, Georgia Miller.
You mentioned the kicking of Dan O'Brien, Quinny, and 6 from 6 off the tee in the opening game against Japan, and a little bit more iffy in the second game against Spain. She converts her own score, but then misses 3 conversions and a penalty thereafter. Like, I guess that's one area where, you know, if you're going to beat teams of the calibre of New Zealand or France or South Africa, you have to be having those 6 from 6 sort of days.
Yeah, and that's hopefully what she will have. We know she has that ability, and she's been a little bit inconsistent at times. But yeah, of course, if Ireland are winning this game on Sunday, they're not winning by 20 points. It's going to be really tight. It'll probably go 2 ways. New Zealand could be very, very dominant here, or Ireland are in the game and it's tight. And if it is tight, then of course those conversions are really important. But yeah, it's the same in any game of rugby. When you're up against a team like this, you've got to take your chances. First and foremost, if they get into the scoring zone, is try and take those chances and then hope that those conversions are kind of creeping over. And, you know, again, we saw from that game in the USA, there was only 2 points in it. So I think what's really important, and I'll probably overemphasize in this, is where Ireland play. If they can push New Zealand down the field, get a strong kicking game, a good kick chase, and be organised defensively, they can maybe upset and frustrate New Zealand a little bit, because they like to counter attack a lot. It's in their DNA, the way they play. Rassi Erasmus mentioned that this week about New Zealand against South Africa in the morning. It's in their DNA, and it's the same for this women's team, New Zealand women's team. They want to play with high tempo, pace, counter attack, and Ireland have got to figure out a way. And I'm sure that's the strategy during the week, not being negative, but just being tactically sound about where they play. And Dan O'Brien, not just her conversions or penalty opportunities, her kicking game as well. But I think the Irish team need to kick well off the base of the ruck as well, especially getting out of their own defensive line.
Finally, Quinny, prediction. I know you said the bookies have, what, 28-point spread in favour of the Black Ferns, but how do you see this one going?
I think it's an incredibly tough task. I think that 28-point spread is probably... is strong for New Zealand. I would say, you know, 15 to 20 would have been about right for me. But look, you just don't know. I think it's as I said, it's the very same with the men's team. If you allow any New Zealand side play, and if they get their tails up, they can put 40, 50 points on teams. We've experienced that with the men's team over the years. Not as much so now. We've brought it to a level, and I think that's a closer level and been successful against them. The hope here is that the women's team can do the same and be really, really competitive. Of course, no matter if we lose this game on Sunday, we're all going to say, "Well, look, it's not the end of the world because we have a quarter final the following week." It's just the psychological damage a big loss could cause, which would worry me a little bit. And that's not being defeatist here. It's just a reality. I'm really excited to see where they are now, because this is a big challenge for them mentally and physically. And hopefully they can stand up. I believe they will. Look, I think New Zealand will most probably win the game, but I have a good feeling that Ireland will be really competitive in this and cause them problems. So, look, New Zealand to win is probably my prediction. It's not a crazy one. It's a reality. But I really hope that they step up and give it everything here. And like Keith said, that there's no mindsets drifting to a quarterfinal. It's put it on the line on Sunday, and they can gain a lot from this.
Yeah, touch wood. Quinny, thanks a million for jumping on this morning.
Cheers, lads. Thanks. Quinny.